This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today I'm sharing with you my earnestly contending letter for January 2025. It's titled, The Death of Easy Believism. The death of easy believism is New Covenant truth. Easy believism is the teaching that one can be saved without having to change life. It teaches that one can accept Christ as Savior, fire insurance, while at the same time rejecting Him as Lord, God Master. This is a most serious heresy. It is completely contrary to New Covenant realities. The New Covenant was given to Israel, as were essentially all the covenants flowing out of the Abrahamic covenant. God will yet fulfill His New Covenant promises to Israel at the time of the Second Coming. Compare Romans 11:25-27. However, in the church age, believers today partake of the spiritual blessings of this covenant. Christ's shed blood is the basis for this new covenant, Luke 22:20. Paul said he was a minister of the new covenant, 2 Corinthians 3:6. Every time we partake of communion, we remember that Christ, by His shed blood, inaugurated this new covenant, 1 Corinthians 11:23-26. All true believers are now in a new covenant relationship with God through the mediating work of our Lord Jesus Christ. S. Lewis Johnson said, "The term covenant is defined by the Old Testament, and the new covenant is defined by Jeremiah 31. The writer of Hebrews deals with the fact that believers are now in a new covenant relationship with God. In Hebrews 8:8-12, he quotes verbatim from Jeremiah 31:31-34 to make his case. Here God says He will fundamentally change people from the inside out. He says, quote, "I will put My law in their minds, write it on their hearts." In Ezekiel 36:27, God says, quote, "I will put My Spirit within you and cause you to walk in My statutes, and you will keep My judgments and do them." A key difference between the old covenant and the new covenant is the role of the Holy Spirit. The reality of every person having the Holy Spirit under the new covenant makes all the difference. Having the Holy Spirit is a life-changing reality. If one truly has the Holy Spirit, they are forever changed by that reality. 2 Corinthians 5:17. And then God says, quote, "I will be their God, and they shall be My people." No longer will people say to each other, "Know the Lord," because in that day, God says, quote, "They all shall know Me." Jeremiah 31:33-34 and Hebrews 8:10-11. All under the new covenant personally know God as Yahweh. This is a lordship reality. This fundamental change of mind and heart will result in obedience that reflects itself in the reality that now Yahweh will be their God and they shall be His people. Him being their God and them being His people is consistently the formula that defines this new covenant relationship. This is not easy believism. This is a life-changing reality. God will be Lord in their lives for real. This is the essence of new covenant reality. In conversion, Israel will call upon the name of the Lord, Joel 2:32. In Zechariah 13:9, God says, "They will call upon My name, and I will answer them. And I will say, This is My people," and each one will say, "The Lord," that's Yahweh, "the Lord is My God." This is the stuff of true conversion. This is the stuff of a new covenant relationship. To say that one can have a new covenant relationship with God without recognizing Jesus as Lord God is a complete contradiction of New Testament truth, of New Covenant truth. See Romans 10:13. "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." An expression of new covenant relationship is that of doubting Thomas, when upon seeing the resurrected Christ, he said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus in response said, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed." John 20, 28 and 29. This is what it truly means to believe. This is what it truly means to be in a new covenant relationship with God. We now recognize him as our God and we are his people. This is truly a life-changing relationship. Thought, as the old preacher said, if you is what you was, you ain't. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald earnestly contending.